Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we turn everyday cooking into something extraordinary. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a recipe that's vibrant, herbaceous, and an absolute must-have in your culinary repertoire. Yes, we're talking about the mouth-watering chimichurri sauce. Chimichurri is not just a sauce, it's a flavor revolution. Originating from Argentina, this sauce is traditionally paired with grilled meats, but it's incredibly versatile. You can drizzle it over roasted vegetables, use it as a marinade, or even as a robust dipping sauce. The possibilities are endless, and today I'll guide you through making the best chimichurri you've ever tasted. Let's start with what you'll need. The foundation of a great chimichurri is, of course, fresh herbs. For our recipe today, you'll need 1 cup of fresh parsley and 1 cup of fresh oregano. These herbs are not just for garnish. They pack a punch of flavor and color that's essential for a perfect chimichurri. Next, add 2 cloves of minced garlic. Garlic adds that pungent kick, elevating the sauce to new heights of flavor. Now, while parsley and oregano are our main herbs, feel free to experiment. If you're a fan of cilantro, go ahead and mix some in. Cooking is all about making recipes your own. Now onto the liquid components that bring this sauce together. You'll need red wine vinegar and extra virgin olive oil. The vinegar adds a tangy kick, balancing the robust flavors of the herbs and garlic, while the olive oil smooths everything out into a perfect emulsion. Here's how you'll put it all together. Start by combining your parsley, oregano, and garlic in a food processor. Pulse these until finely chopped but not pureed. Overprocessing can make the herbs bitter, so a few quick pulses should do the trick. Next, pour in your red wine vinegar and olive oil, season with salt, pepper, and if you like a bit of heat, a pinch of red pepper flakes. Blend until the mixture is unified but retains some texture. Once blended, let your chimichurri sit for at least 30 minutes before serving. This resting period lets the flavors meld together beautifully, creating a depth of flavor that's absolutely worth the wait. And there you have it, a simple yet sensational chimichurri sauce that will elevate any meal from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're grilling steak, roasting vegetables, or just looking for a flavorful addition to your meal, this chimichurri is sure to impress. Remember, the key to great cooking is using fresh, quality ingredients and not being afraid to put your own twist on traditional recipes. Experiment with different herbs, adjust the acidity with more or less vinegar, and find the balance that suits your palate. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you feel inspired to try this chimichurri recipe at your next meal. Happy cooking, and see you next time on the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we make everyday cooking extraordinary.